Welcome to the eLaborate Topics podcast, where we focus on lab-specific strategies for medical laboratory professionals. We're proud to be the healthcare detectives that work behind the scenes to get the results needed to influence medical decisions. Let's grow together and jump right into the lab.
Have you heard the saying, "Who you know matters"? There's this notion that if you know a ton of successful people, that it will benefit you. Do you believe that? They say this will be the difference maker that will set you up for success to win in life. It is said that knowing high-level executives, senior leaders, vice presidents, presidents, chief executive officers will allow you to excel and shift to the next level in your career progression. If you think these things are true, stay and listen to this episode of eLaborate Topics. Hi, friends. I am your host, Tywana Wilson. I am the host for this podcast, myself, along with my co-host, Stephanie Whitehead and Lona Small, work together to bring you these episodes week after week with tons of laboratory professionals from around the world with different topics that you might be interested in. We release new episodes each and every week, and we love to hear from you, and we love to have you on the show. So if you are interested, make sure you reach out to us so that we can have you on this podcast. So let's jump into today's episode. I'm going to be talking about developing your professional network. I want you to jump into action. Does who you know really matter? Or does who knows your name more important? There's a quote that I love. I've referenced this in a number of talks that I've done by Sally Krawcheck, and it says, "Networking has been cited as the number one unwritten rule of success in business. Who you know really impacts what you know." Do you all think that's true? Do you think who you know really matters? Well, I don't want to be the bearer of the bad news, but knowing influential leaders is only part of the equation. Having a quality professional network is the key to anyone wanting to get ahead and take their careers and businesses to new heights, or if you want to progress at your current employer, find new job opportunities, and build a lasting support system. So, does knowing the right people matter? Yes, sure it does. But the real influence is in the power of your own name. I like Destiny's Child, I like Beyonce. But when Beyonce was in the group Destiny's Child, they had a song called "Say My Name." And this was an award-winning song. I remember it my freshman year of college. There were a few girls on the floor and they would wear that song out. They would play it all the time. And it reminds me of this topic of building your professional network and who knows your name. And that song by Destiny's Child, it makes you think about when you are around other people, do they know your name? Are they saying your name? When those people who are around you, are they saying your name in those circles of influence where you are around and even when you're miles away? So you may be thinking, you know, how does this work? Well, there's no quick fixes. It does take time. It takes effort. It takes consistency and trust to build your professional network that has a high net worth to you. Networking is very important, and it's more than name popularity. It's about making those meaningful connections with people you can learn from, who can in turn teach you new things. Successful networking consists of four key things, and I like to say, jump. So joining meaningful groups and organizations, utilizing your networking time effectively, maintaining your relationships, and proactively adding value to others in your sphere of influence. So let's start out with the first one, joining meaningful groups and organizations. So whether you are starting out or have a small circle, now is a great time to build your professional network. It's never too early to start and it's never too late to start. Start with the people you are already connected to, whether it's online or in person, and think to yourself, as you think about all of those friends you are connected to, those LinkedIn contacts, are you fully leveraging your connections? Are you even aware of the commonalities that you have with the people in your connections and in your relationships? When I think about the organizations that I am a part of, and I think about the groups that I'm a part of, I think about, am I really leveraging and building those connections? I'm a member of a sorority, and in my local chapter, we have a little around 200 members or so. And this is it's been a great place for me to start having conversations with people that are similar to me, women that are similar to me that have like interests, hobbies, career aspirations. And while the sorority is just one part that unites us, our relationship doesn't have to be limited to just this common goal that we have or common interest that we have. You can think about if you belong to a church, this would be another great place to start. Believe it or not, your church has professionals at every organizational level and a variety of skill sets. So you could start by asking someone in your Bible study class or Sunday school if they want to meet for coffee, or, you know, so that you can get to know them better. If you are part of alumni group, that's a good place where you can start to make those connections you had in common your undergraduate college or your graduate college or your major that you had in school. So that's a great place to start with those common skills, those common interests, and then build from there. And the good news is that leaders are everywhere. So in addition to tapping into your network that you already know, utilize professional organizations, book clubs, your sports teams, investor groups, you know, any of those kind of groups, community service organizations, nonprofits. These organizations typically have conferences or some sort of continuing education meetings or meetups or webinars that you can partake in. The opportunities with these organizations allow you to meet new people and you get to learn new skills. So don't forget to leverage the power of those groups, but also don't forget the power of the internet and leveraging social media. Leveraging social media is a great way. You all have heard this story before, but my co-host and I met on social media. We met on LinkedIn, and that was a way that we were able to build our professional footprint. We had a common interest of working with lab leaders such as yourselves, listening to this podcast, or friends of the laboratory. And we had this idea, this common goal of using our experiences to create this podcast to be able to impact listeners all around the world. Now, we didn't know each other. We had never met before. And so we had that common interest and build on that. And we have become good friends over the past several years. And I have still to meet Lona. So it is, we are going to meet physically in person sooner than later. I've met Stephanie before, but we were doing the podcast for at least a year before we had physically met before. So don't forget to leverage and take advantage and expand your professional footprint using LinkedIn or Facebook groups. Facebook groups is a great way to meet professionals and industry experts and an array of topic-specific groups of like-minded people in some of those Facebook groups. But remember, with any new virtual connection, do your research, be safe, and use good judgment when meeting someone in person for the first time. So I definitely want you to expand your network and utilize your connections, but we also want to make sure that we are being safe as well. So regardless of the group, meeting, conference, commit to making new connections a habit. So I know a lot of laboratory people are introverts. I am an introvert, but you have to get in the habit of being uncomfortable and meeting new people. Utilize your networking time effectively. So now we're jumping into that you. I can remember early in my leadership journey, I was in a meeting and one of my colleagues introduced me to the president and CEO of one of the top hospital organizations in this nation. If you've ever been to one of my talks before, especially if it's around networking, you have probably heard this story because it sticks with me, and this has been many, many years ago. But I was so excited to meet this executive. We were in the same room. We were laughing. We were shaking hands. I told him who I was and shared my leadership success thus far within my current role and organization. And, you know, although the encounter was brief, I was on cloud nine. I was so excited. I loved telling everyone I knew this executive leader. I know blank or such and such, the CEO. And as luck would have it, later during that year after that first encounter, I had the honor to be invited to serve on a leadership panel with this same CEO and a few other leaders within our community. So we even sat together, we sat next to each other on this panel. And as I was sitting on the panel, you know, I speak to this person by name, and then this executive extends their hand and asks me my name as if we had met before. And I'm thinking, well, this is odd, I thought. Like, we had met before. We shared some laughs. I thought, like, you know, I knew your name, you know my name, you know, I don't know. I changed my hair a lot, so maybe my hair was different and kind of threw him off. I'm not really sure. So I disregarded this time as a fluke. So the panel discussion, it went on. It was awesome. And I left on a high telling everybody I served on the panel, which I was excited about. And I told everybody that I met this executive. About a month later, at an after-work business event, guess who I see? You guessed it. You're right. That same executive. So I walk over like we're old friends, like we used to run track together and go out for coffee. And I say hello. I go over. I greet the person, only to be treated like, I don't know if you all have seen the movie 50 First Dates, but I felt like that's where we were because the person introduced themselves again. They put out their hand and introduced themselves. And I, you know, I'm like, hi, I'm Taiwana. We have met before. And by this time, my excitement was non-existent because, you know, here we are, here it is the third time, and we're still introducing ourselves. But what it did is it taught me something. I realized that I had put too much stock in knowing their name, you know, and that person didn't know my name at all. if there was someone, and I was thinking, if there was someone that was in their circle of influence who could be a resource for me, an advocate for me, or a sponsor for me, they would never know that I existed because that person was not saying my name in the rooms that they were in. So what did that teach me? It taught me I had to stop putting so much stock into somebody else or relying on somebody else's name to build my network. And the second thing that I learned is I didn't utilize my networking time wisely when I was at those events. I was too busy being a fan of this executive to be able to say, I know such and such. I was on a panel with such and such. So what should you do when you are engaging with a new professional contact? Well, first thing is don't be going around talking about you know such and such and keep on saying it, especially if the person has no idea who you are. So when you are meeting a new professional contact, determine your goal. What are you wanting to accomplish from meeting this contact? What are your key talking points? Because sometimes you maybe only have 30 seconds. You may have 5 minutes. You may have 30 minutes. You don't know how much time you're going to have. So what is your goal when you meet that professional contact? And it could be different for each person that you meet. You want to come prepared. Always be mindful and respectful of the time your contact took out of their busy schedule to meet with you, especially if this was somebody maybe you met at a networking event and now you're meeting for coffee or you're meeting for a virtual chat. Ask the right questions. People like to talk about themselves and share their expertise. So ask them their insight on the topic or how they would handle a particular situation. Don't be afraid to ask your contact if they know someone that you need to know. Now, that's powerful what I just gave you. That was a great tip. Don't be afraid to ask your contact if they know someone that you need to know. And if they do, would they mind connecting you with them? This is one of the most powerful questions that you can ask. And if you've listened to some of Stephanie's shows, she puts her guests on the spot and she will ask them, who do we need to be interviewing on this podcast? Who do you know that should be a guest on this show? And they'll give her some names. They may even give her 4 or 5 names. And she say, great. Okay, so connect us. So that's an awesome way of how you can do that. And if you listen to some of the previous episodes, then you will hear her do that, which is a great way to implement what I am talking about today. Listen, spend more time listening to what your contact is talking about versus taking over the conversation. There will be plenty of time for you to talk during a later conversation or later meetup. So you want to be listening to what they had to say. They took the time out of their schedule to meet with you. Listen to what they have to say. You want to eliminate those distractions. Stay in the moment. Don't get distracted by your cell phone, the beeping of your phone, the vibrating of text messages. So eliminate those distractions. You always want to be courteous, so watch the words that are coming out of your mouth and the topics of your conversation. It should be kept professional until you start knowing this person and develop a rapport with them and understanding what kind of topics that you can talk about with this contact. And you always want to leave on a professional and positive note. So don't forget to thank the person for their time. Don't make promises unless you plan to keep them. And, you know, discuss next steps if you feel that's appropriate. So if you meet the person for coffee. You may say, would it be okay if I touch base with you via email or give you a call in about a month or something like that. So those are ways when you do meet a professional contact, have your goal. Come prepared. You don't know how much time you have. Make sure you ask some questions because it's all about them. Listen, eliminate your distractions, be courteous, but also leave on a positive note. M, you want to maintain your relationships. True networking is about cultivating relationships, building those relationships. It requires you to have a air quotes. If you could see me, I would be doing quotes. Pay it forward mentality and finding ways to serve versus just asking for favors from your connections. You do have to pay it forward. That is true. It starts with knowing what you can offer others to add value to them. As John Maxwell say, people of value add value to others. So get good with leveraging your skills, your network, and be intentional about what you can offer others. Make it a priority to always follow up, especially if you say that you will. Ideally, if you're meeting people and you're networking and you have met somebody for the first time, it's best to follow up within 24 to 48 hours. But I understand, depending on if you met them at a conference and, you know, travel and all of that, it may not be feasible. Then definitely make sure you follow up within the week. When you do this, you will stay top of mind. And it shows that you have a genuine interest in that connection in the first place. This follow-up can be via email, it could be phone, it could be a text message, messaging on LinkedIn or other social media channels. One follow-up, you know, as you think about the follow-up and you send a text message, remember that one follow-up, though, does not create a relationship. So you can't meet somebody at a conference, do one follow-up, and then, you know, think that you have such a great relationship with them. It will take multiple follow-ups to build connection and trust. So every few weeks or every month, reach out to the person to see how you can add value to them and stay in their thoughts. The important thing is not to let the relationship dwindle because of neglect or lack of responsiveness. And I get it. Everybody is busy and time is of the essence, but you want to stay top of mind. Engage with the person by celebrating special moments in their lives, whether you're near or far. These could be, you know, birthdays, work anniversaries, marriage anniversaries, academic achievements, graduations, or other milestones. And you can do this by sending them well wishes and congratulating them online. You can send cards, either a physical cards in the mail or electronic cards. But maintaining relationships will take some time on your part, but the reward and the value will definitely be worth the time spent. And to the P, proactively add value to others in your sphere of influence. So now that you have the networking thing down, it's time for you to reach back and pull forward. Look at your network and see who could benefit and make the connections within your network. There are only 6 or 7 degrees of separation between each of us and the resource which holds the key to our next professional opportunity. So remember that. Just like somebody is the key that will open up your next door, you are the key that will open up somebody else's next door. And I can remember, I think it was in 2019, I had the opportunity to speak at a conference because a colleague leveraged her positive relationship with the event organizer. Now, she was the one who originally got the invitation to speak at this conference, but she had a schedule conflict and was unable to do it. So she knew I was in the leadership space. I was starting to get more speaking engagements. And so what she did is she not only did she tell me about the opportunity and told me to apply, but then she took it a step further and she reached out to her contact at the organization and gave me a positive referral about how I could be of value to the conference. And she made an email introduction connecting the two of us. She really was the key for me that unlocked this unseen opportunity. I didn't know about the conference. I had not pitched myself. I hadn't applied for it. I didn't even know it was happening. But she was that key for me. She didn't have to do that, but she understood that we as leaders, and we are from the same hometown and went to the same undergraduate college, not at the same time, but she understood that we as leaders are required to help each other grow our networks. When we help others grow, they help us grow and in turn leverage connections with us. So remember to never discount the value of someone because they don't hold a fancy title. So sometimes you might think, well, that person isn't a director. They're not a VP. They're not a president. They're not a CEO. Who do they know? You know, how can they help me? So don't discount that. Titles are just titles. You don't know who knows who. You don't know who's going to coffee with who. You don't know who's sitting next to each other on the pew at church. You don't know whose girls are in Girl Scouts together. You just don't know. So don't discount a person because they don't have a fancy title. It's important to relate to people at all levels of an organization and to surround yourself with people who can position you to get in rooms that you need to get in, regardless of your pay grade. So remember that. You need to get with people who can open up those doors for you. So now that I have given you a few tools that you can use, it is time for you to jump. It's time for you to jump into action and start to build your professional network. Start to get out there and network and gain those quality relationships. You're equipped. You have the tools to get started on your professional journey. It's vital to your success in your career as a leader. And if you're a business owner, this is a non-negotiable. Being able to meet new people and learn from them will enable you to establish a circle of trusted advisors that you can begin to leverage their expertise to shorten your learning curve. Anyone who climbed the corporate ladder, the healthcare ladder, whatever ladder, they moved to the top. They moved from frontline leader to senior leader to executive, has been given a hand up at some point in their career. So, you know, a lot of people like to say, I did this all on my own. Most people had a hand up somewhere, either a person passed their resume to the hiring manager, or they said that person's name in a room in which it mattered. You know, most people have had a help at some point in their career, or they have applied for a job and they didn't meet all of the criteria, but yet they were still given the opportunity to interview and got the job anyhow. Those are just a few examples. Be intentional about meeting new people and not just knowing their name, but in turn, making sure that they know your name as well. You don't want to be like me, where you turn into a fan and you are, I know such and such, I know such and such, and they getting in rooms with decision makers and they don't know your name, right? Your name is one of the most powerful tools that you have in your leadership toolbox. So you want to make sure that you think like Destiny's Child in their hit song, Say My Name. So that is one of your most powerful tools that you have. It makes me think of the movie, the Tina Turner movie, What's Love Got to Do With It, with Angela Bassett. And one of the things that she said when she got ready to divorce her husband is she said, I want to keep my name. So think about that as you go and you network and you build your professional network. So I hope you were able to get a few tools that you will be able to use. I look forward to you jumping into action. It's time to jump. You have those tools. So start meeting one new person a week. That's only 4 new people a month. And you'll never know what rooms your name might be talked about in. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Elaborate Topics, where I, your host, Tywana Wilson, your leadership mentor, have given you a few practical strategies that you can use. You can go back to our library of previous episodes on directimpactbroadcasting.com. You can also check us out on LabVine. So go on over to LabVine, get your free membership. It is an international platform where you will be able to get additional leadership, technical, and laboratory information to benefit your journey. We would love to have you on the show. And I look forward to you tuning in next week to another amazing episode with another amazing leader. You never know who the guest might be, but make sure you check it out and do us a favor. Don't be stingy. Share this broadcast out. Until next time, my friends, I hope you have an amazing week.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Elaborate Topics, where your hosts discussed relevant strategies for laboratory professionals. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and listen to us on directimpactbroadcasting.com. Stay tuned for another episode with information you can use to excel in your laboratory career.